Today's daf is Beya Daf Chav Ches, and we are at the Mishnah, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Today's daf has been learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Meshabah ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Yaakov Aaron ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, and Etta Malka bas Miriam. So we're continuing to discuss the laws of Yontif in the Mishnayis and in the Gemaras of Masechtas Beis. So the first Mishnah discusses Mekach u'memkar on Yontif. So from a high level, you're not allowed to do business on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do business on Yontif. Stating that, the minig was, once upon a time, people would go to a butcher on Yontif and they would quote-unquote purchase meat. The Mishnah discusses how this can be done and how this cannot be done. Just by way of background, the Mishnah is discussing the way that people customarily bought meat, and that is a group of people would come together and they, as a group, would purchase an animal. So no one person or family would usually eat an entire behemoth, but a group of people together would come, they would buy a behemoth or a behemois, and it's in that context that the Mishnah is discussing the halacha, although from a pure fundamental perspective, it doesn't matter if one person's buying a behemoth by himself or if a group of people are buying the behemoth together, the halachas would be the same. So it says the Mishnah, ein nimnim, a group of people are not allowed to get together, ala behemo, to purchase a behemo, likatchila beyantif, likatchila on yantif. Avon nimnin ala me'erev yantif. They are allowed to get together erev yantif. V'sheichten u'mechalkin beineyem. Additionally, they're allowed to shecht and divide it between themselves. So the Gemara is going to explain what this all means. Not a lot of Gemara, but a lot of hasbara. My ein nimnin says the Gemara, what does the Mishnah mean when it says ein nimnin ala behemo likatchila beyantif? Meaning it sounds like from the Mishnah, there are times that this group of people is allowed to come together and purchase an animal. There are times that they're not allowed to. So, ein nimnin likatchila biyamtif, avon nimnin aleh me'erev yamtif. So what does this word nimnin mean? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, what it means is ein poiskin damon likatchila ala behema biyamtif. You're allowed to purchase an animal on yamtif. What you're not allowed to do is fix a price for the animal on Yontif. So when the Mishnah says, Ein nimnin ala behemel katchila biyontif, what it's trying to say is that you can purchase, however, you can't go likatchila and set the price on Yontif. Heichi ovid, what then can you do? So there are two options. One option is what the Mishnah said, Nimnin aleha me'erev yontif. That's easy. If you fix the price on erev yontif, then on yontif itself, you can come and pick up the animal. Another option is what the Gemara says, on my rav, mevi shtei behemois, you bring two behemois, umamidim zu etzel zu, you put one next to the other, va'oimer, and you say zu kazu. So you're going to buy an animal, you didn't fix the price on erev yontif, at the same time, you want to purchase it, you have to pay the person, you're not going to pay him on Yontif, but you're going to pay him after Yontif, that's okay, even though it really is Mekach u'Memkar on Yontif. So how are you going to figure out what the price is? You bring two animals, you put this one next to that one, I'm purchasing this one, and you tell the person, this one is Be'erech that. That's like a wink-wink, roundabout way of fixing the price without really fixing the price. Tanya Nami Hachi, a brisa that says something very similar. A person shouldn't tell his friend on Yontif, Hareini imach besela, that I want to divide with you an animal, I'm going to contribute a selah. I'm going to give you two slum. But if you say, I'll take half, a third, or a quarter, that's something you can do. So it depends on how specific you are. That determines what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. But either way, going back to the Mishnah, so what the Mishnah says is, if you're not allowed to fix a price on Yontif, you're allowed to come together, go to a butcher, purchase the animal on Yontif, as long as you fix the price on Yontif, or if what you did Erev Yontif, you didn't fix the price, but you're going to take two animals and you're going to put them side by side, you're going to say zu kazu, so come with some roundabout way of figuring out what the price is, you'll work out the money after Yontif, that's something that you're allowed to do as well. Zok the Mishnah Vayitei, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda said, Shoichten u'mechalkin b'neged hakli, a person is allowed to weigh meat on Yontif. However, he has to do it in a shinui way. So what could he do? He could put a piece of meat on one side of a scale, put a keli, any utensil on the other side, oh, you can get that koifetz, that's a knife, a hacker, a cleaver on the other side, and that's going to be okay. You're not allowed to use a scale, kol ikar, period, on Yontif. So we're discussing weighing meat on Yontif. Why would you weigh meat? You're a butcher, you're selling meat. Mishnah just said there are ways to sell meat on Yontif. So you want to know how much the meat weighs. So you take a scale, you put the meat on one side, you have your scale, whatever it was, the weight on the other side, and that's the old school, old-fashioned way of figuring out how much meat you're selling. That's not something you're allowed to do on Yontif. The question is, could you do it with a shimit? Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah. Rabbi Yehuda says, if instead of putting a weight on one side of the scale, you put a keli or you put a koifetz, that's going to be okay. The Chachamim argued, they said, ein mashkichin bekaf maznayim kol ikar. You can't go near your kaf maznayim. Your scale is off limits. Think of it as being mukta, and as a result, it's not something you'd be able to touch. Now, what's the problem with using a scale on Yontif? So Rashi says, it's a maisachar. It just looks like a vachendigger thing. And this is one of the intangibles that comes up sometimes in Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Yontif. You have the Lametes Malachis, you have Shvisas Behema, you have Tchumin, you have Mukta, Amir Al-Akum. There's some real Yisurim, Dairaisid Rabbanon. And then you have Tircha B'Shabbos, Uvdu D'Chol. So this goes into the category of it's a Maisa Chol. It just looks like you're doing business. And even though you're doing it in a way that you're allowed to do it, but at the same time, this is something that's not okay. And again, what's the machlokes? Rabbi Yehuda says you can do it with a shinui. The Chachamim say, "Ein mashkichem mekaf mazayim kol ikar," which means you're not allowed to do it at all. Zok tigemar, my kol ikar. Ein mashkichem mekaf mazayim kol ikar! Exclamation mark with a dramatic ending. Why? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, "Afilu l'shaimra min achbar." What the Chachamim were trying to say in the Mishnah was that not only are you not allowed to use the scale to weigh meat, but you're also not allowed to use the scale if you want to just take your meat and protect it from the mice. So, old school, the nechoshim and the akravim, and in this case, the achbarim, with drengzich in your house, so you want to save the meat, so you put the meat on the scale. That's something that you're doing, not because of uvdu duchal, you're doing it simply to protect your meat. Even that's something you're not allowed to do. Amar Avidi Barabin, v'hu detalya betrita. The only time this is a problem is if the scale is actually set up properly, meaning you have the two bowls and they're hanging from the top, meaning the way somebody would use a scale, we know the visual, the maznayim, so if it's set up in that way, but it's hanging, that's when it's a problem. But if you just want to use the bowl that's part of the scale to put a piece of meat in, that's not a problem. If it looks like you're actually measuring meat, you're using it in the way it's usually used, that's when it's a problem. Rabbi Mashmul, another halacha, tabach umen, also lishka basabiyat. So there were people that they were professionals. These were butchers that were umen. They were pros. And they knew how to measure meat without using a scale. So they could put meat in one hand and put something else in the other hand, and they were able to figure it out. They didn't need the whole contraption. So the halach is, if you know how to do that, it's also to do it on Yontif. Why? Same reason. Because for you, that's a normal way of doing it. It's uvdu d'chol. Amar Rabbi Mashmuel, another halach, a tabach umen. If you have a tabach, that's an umen. Also lishko basa b'mayim. So Rashi explains exactly what this means, but apparently there was a way of measuring meat, again, without using a maznayim. They would take a cup, and there were markers on the cup. They would fill it up with water. They would drop meat inside, and that would cause the water to rise. And depending on where the water rose to, that would tell the butcher how heavy the meat was, and that's how we knew the weight of the meat. So again, this is just another way of doing it, but it's a normal way of doing it. And as a result, this is something that you're not allowed to do on Yontif. Amar Abchiya Barashi, Asa Lasseis Beis Yad Basar. You're not allowed to make a hole inside meat, so that you'll now have a handle in the meat to be able to carry it. So Rashi says people used to sometimes make holes in meat. It was just a convenient way to carry the meat. So before they had shopping bags, they would make a hole in the meat, literally, and now you stick your hand in, and that's the way you would hold it. That's not something you're allowed to do on Yontif. Ravina. Ravina said, ubiyad shari. If you're going to make the hole using your hand, meaning if you're making the hole using a keli, that's something you're allowed to do. But to do it with your hand is something you can do. Ravina. Ravina said, mutalas is simin bebasar. You're allowed to make a simin bebasar. If you have meat and you want to have a simin that this is your meat, so you're not going to mix it up with another piece of meat, that's something you're allowed to do on Yontif. Gihad the Rabbi Barafuna Mechatechla Tlas Parnas. Rabbi Barafuna, there's a picture in Rashi, used to make his meat shaped like a triangle. That was his simen, that was his piece of meat. So on this note, Rabbi Chia, for Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe, Shoiklin Mana Keneged Mana Biyontif. They used to divide meat together, and when they would divide the meat, they wanted to divide it equally. So they're sitting down, they're eating a meal together, and they're dividing the meat, and they're really being medaktik. Kechot HaSaira. This is my piece, this is your piece. One second, your piece looks a little bigger than my piece. So what they would do is they would take a weight, the maznayim, and they would literally measure it to see that it was even. Fate the Gemara command. Ooh, they're going like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbanan. At first glance, it would seem they're not saying this in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda, not with Rabbanan either. Why? In our Mishnah, we had a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan as it relates to weighing meat. Rabbi Yehuda said you're allowed to weigh meat, but only with a shinoi. Kineged that kli, kineged that koyfetz. The Chachamim said a mashkich and mekaf mazayim koliker. Even to protect your meat from the mice, that's something you're not allowed to use the mazayim for. Now, Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, they were using it in a very normal way. You take two pieces of meat on the two sides of the mezmayin, you want to figure out how much the meat weighs. And the Gemara says, this l'chura doesn't work according to anybody, not Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbanan. And the Gemara speaks to that, Zik, Rabbi Yehuda, if it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a shaykel adam basa keneged akli. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to be shaykel basa keneged akli, or keneged akoyfetz, or keneged akoyfetz, keneged akli in, keneged midiachrin eloi. But it sounds like only that you're allowed to use, because that's a shina, that's not a normal way of measuring meat. But to measure meat against meat is normal, since something you shouldn't be able to do. And if it's going to Rabbanon, the Rabbanon hold a mashkichin bekaf maznayim kol iker. They said it's completely off limits, so it's a kasha. Reb Chir, Reb Shimon bar Rebbe, who do they hold like? Not Reb Yehuda, not the Chachamim. They seem to be using it maznayim in a way that nobody allows you to use it. So the Gemara says inu da avud ki Reb Yeshua. They hold like Reb Yeshua. Tanya learned to the Brayse. Reb Yeshua says shoyklin mana keneged mana beyond. If you're allowed to be shoykel mana keneged mana, you're allowed to take two portions of food. You want to make sure they're even portions. You put them on the two sides of the mezayim. That's something you're allowed to do. Rabbi Yosef said, halachic Rabbi Yeshua. The halach is like Rabbi Yeshua, like this third sheetah. Rabbi Yehuda said you could be shaykel with a shina. The Chacham said you can't go near the mezayim. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you can even be shaykel mana keneged mana. And Rabbi Yosef said, the halach is like that third sheetah, the sheetah that's not mentioned in our Mishnah. It's the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, that's the halach. And said Rabbi Yosef, how do I know that? Hoyo v'tnan b'pchoyres kavase. Because even though he's not mentioned in the Mishnah Masechtes Be'ah, but he's mentioned in a Mishnah somewhere else, in Masechtes b'choyres, and over there it's a stam Mishnah. The time we learned in the Mishnah, psulei ha-muktoshin ha-na'asan lehektish. If somebody has psulei ha-muktoshin, if someone has an animal, the animal has a mum, so the halach is that there are certain kulois in terms of being allowed to sell that animal. And the reason those kulois are in play is because hanasan lehekdesh, the beneficiary of this proceeds, are going to be hekdesh. What exactly this means? So there's a long rashi here that goes through it. It's a sugya mesechtes b'chayreis, ayin shal. What we need is the next part of the Mishnah. V'shoiklin mana kenegen mana b'bchar. If someone has a b'char, the b'char has a mum, and you now want to determine the weight of the b'char, so the halacha is that you're allowed to be shoykel mana keneged mana. Said Rabbi Yosef, what do you see from here? You see that it's okay to be shoykel mana keneged mana when it comes to a behemas kachim. If it's okay to be shoykel mana keneged mana when it comes to behemas kachim, it's mistaber that it's okay to be shoykel mana keneged mana when it comes to yantif. Now, to be clear, we're not going into the kachim sugya, but these are two completely different halachas. The halach in our sugya is discussing a maisachal on yantif. You're not supposed to weigh food. You're weighing food. The way you're doing it is, I have two pieces of meat. I'm being shaykel mana keneged mana. The sugya over there is discussing weighing hektish. Weighing hektish is considered a davar shel bizayon. It's a zilzal for the hektish. It's not really something that you're supposed to do. But if you're shaykel mana keneged mana for whatever necessity you have, that's something you can do. So if Rabbi Yeshua said you can be shaykel mana keneged mana when it comes to a bechar, it becomes to a behemas kachim, it's mistabri you should be able to be shaykel mana keneged mana when it comes to yantiv as well. So Rabbi Yosef said that being that this is not Mishnah Masechtas Bechar, you're allowed to be shaykel mana keneged mana when it comes to kachim, so too when it comes to yantiv, you can do the same thing. So if Rabbi Yosef said something, who's going to have a ha'ara? Abaya. Somebody Abaya said, I told Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi, I don't know if I agree with the Tushta. I'd kind of come Rabbi Shua Hacha. When did what Rabbi Shua say you can be shaykel mana keneged mana? El dolak b'zayin kachim. He's talking about b'zayin kachim over here. Weighing kachim is a question of b'zayin kachim. Shaykel mana keneged mana. I take two pieces of meat. I have a piece of kachim on one side, another piece on the other side. That's not b'zayin kachim. Whatever. If that's what Rabbi Shua holds, that's what he holds. Aval hasam the ikka b'zayin kachim. But what does it have to do with the sugya by us? Meaning over here, we're discussing a question of yontif, and maybe as it relates to yontif, maybe it would be a problem. When did Rabbanan say the halacha? The Rabbanan said that it's mutter over here in Hilchis yontif. Aval hacha over here, the mechzik uvdin dechayel, loy, maybe over here, it's not going to be okay. In other words, Rabbi Yosef is just saying to Rabbi Yosef that these are two different sugyas. One is a sugya, can I do it on yontif or not? The other one is a sugya, is it considered a bazoin kachem? So just because it's a stam mishnah besachlis b'chayris that says to be shaykel mana keneged mana is not considered bazoin kachem, doesn't necessarily mean that it's not something I should
not be able to do on Yontif. So Rabbi Yosef said that Lach is like Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Because it's a Stam Mishnah and Bechairus like Rabbi Yeshua. What does the Stam Mishnah have to do with Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua is talking about Hilchis Yontif. The Stam Mishnah Bechairus is talking about Hilchis Bezoyin Kachim. Maybe the two have nothing to do with each other. Zok to Gemara. Going back to the story for a second. So Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe, they used to be Shoykel Mana Keneged Mana. So when they divided food, they were very precise with each other. So Gemara says, maybe the Kapti Adadi, is that true? They were very makbil with each other. Hani Sheb Benisa, there were seven fish. Dasal Bei Rebbe, that came to Rebbe. They were delivered to Rebbe. So Rebbe is sitting, and all of a sudden, he gets a delivery, seven fish. Vishtakach, Rebbe didn't want the fish. And what did he do with it? He gave Chomish Minayu Bei Rebbe Chia, five to Rebbe Chia, and two to Rebbe Shimon Bar Rebbe. And for the Kapti Rebbe Shimon Bar Rebbe, and it doesn't seem Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe had a problem with it. Now, if Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe and Rabbi Chia, they were very medactic with each other, why would Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe, who's Rebbe's son, let Rabbi Chia walk off with five of the seven fish? They should have divided the fish equally. It should have been, I get 3.5 and you get 3.5. The Gemara asks us as a kasha. Amar Papa, so Rabbi Papa said, you have to say that we have a mistake with the story. In Shadi Gavra, you have to throw in a name to the Gemara that we mentioned, meaning Beinai, Reb Chia, Reb Shmuel, Reb Yosi, the original story with these two that were makbid with each other. Either it was Reb Chia and Reb Shmuel, Reb Yosi, or Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe and Bar Kappara, Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe and Bar Kappara. But it couldn't have been Reb Chia and Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, because you see from this Gemara, the Reb Chia and Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, they weren't makbid with each other. If they weren't makbid with the seven fish, why would they be makbid when it came to dividing a piece of meat? Similar halacha, ein mashchizin es hasakim b'yantif. You're not allowed to sharpen a knife on yantif. Avu masiyah gabi chavertim. But if you want to take two knives and sharpen them with themselves, that's okay. I mean, you can't sharpen a knife in the normal way, but if you want to do it in this unusual way, that's okay. Amar Rafuna, Rafuna said, loy shanol mashchizin shalev. This, that the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to be mashchizin asakim, that's talking about if it was a mashchizin shalev. This tool that you're using was made of stone. That was the normal way of doing it. If what you're using is made of wood, then it's going to be mutter. This is what we're saying. That if it's made of stone, it's also, that's only true. If you're doing it to sharpen, let's say you're not doing it to sharpen it, you just want to remove some grease, that's going to be mutter. You could even use even. What do you see from here? That when Rav Huna said that you're allowed to use eights, what he meant was afilu l'chadadanami mutter, that it's going to be mutter even l'chadadan. Again, Rav Huna said the Mishnah is talking about mashcheze shal evan. Eitz, mutter. Rav Huna said in the name of Shmuel, when we said evan is asr, what were we referring to? Sharpening it. But just to remove grease is mutter b'shal evan. If that's the case, that means the halach of the Mishnah, im ashchizim es asaken, is referring to sharpening, and even then we're saying only Evan is a problem. Eitz is mutter. That means Eitz is mutter even to sharpen. That's what the Gemara means. Ikud the Masnul Sefer. Some had this on the Sefer. Bishal Eitz mutter. That if you want to use a Mashcheze Shal Eitz, it's going to be mutter. Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel. And on that, Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Hadar Mashal Eitz mutter leyamar al havasham nuniso. That's only if you want to remove the grease. Avol lechadada aser. If it's lechadada to sharpen, it would be aser even with Shal Eitz michlal. So what do you see from there? If Shal Eitz is the more cool of the version, and even that Lahavru Shamnu Nisa is what's mutter, but Lechadadah is Aser, Mechlal, the Bishal Evan, that Bishal Evan, which is more Chomer, Afilu Lahavru Shamnu Nisa Aser, even Lahavru Shamnu Nisa is going to be Aser. So depending on whether Rav Yehuda or Mashmul said his comment on the ratio, said his comment on the Seifa, is going to end up with a big nafgimina lalacha. Ikud the Masnila, there was a third Ikud the Masnila, a Masnisa. Rav Yehuda and Mashmul were actually not commenting on what Rav Huna said, but commenting directly on the Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah said, Ein Mashchizen es Asakin biyomtiv, Avu Masiyag Abi Chavert. Rav Huna said, the Mishnah is talking about a Mashcheze Shal Evan, not a Mashcheze Shal Eitz. And we have two Lashoynes in Rav Yehuda and Mashmul, whether the Mishnah is talking about L'chadita or L'haver Shamnu Nisa with an afgamina lalach. But there was an ikkad masni that Rav Yehuda Mashmul wasn't referring to Rav Huna, was referring back to the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Mashchiz and Sakim Yontif, and on that Om Rav Yehuda Mashmul, Leishanu al L'chadita. That's only true, L'chadita. Ava L'haver Shamnu Nisa, Mutter, L'haver Shamnu Nisa, Mutter. So they weren't referring to a Rav Huna. Rav Huna got involved in this type of Mashchezes, that type of Mashchezes. Rav Yehuda Mashmul, this ikkad army are going straight to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ey Mashchizen, they said L'chadita, L'haver Shamnu Nisa, Mutter, Machlal, you see from the Dagabi Chaver, Tafil L'chadita, Nami Mutter, that one on top of the other, that's going to be mutter afilu lechadetav. Ikedemasni lo asefa. And then there was another ikedemasni on the Sefer. Meaning, again, Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul is referring not to Rav Huna, but referring to the Mishnah, but not the Reishna, the Mishnah, the Sefer, the Mishnah. Abu Masih, Agabi, Chaber, to Yilada, sharpen one with the other. On that, Amar Yehuda Mashmul, Lashon, Lahavisham, the Nisa. That was only true, Lahavisham, the Nisa, Abu Lachadada, to be Machadad, and Aser, Mechlal. You see from there, the Mashchezes, Afil, Lahavisham, the Nisa, Aser, even to be Mavisham, Nunis, is going to be Aser. The bottom line is, Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul made a statement, and clearly there was a lot of confusion what they were saying in the statement. They weren't sure if it was going on the Mishnah, the Reish of the Mishnah, the Sefer of the Mishnah. It was referring to something that Rav Huna commented on the Mishnah. And if it was on Rav Huna's comment, was it on the Reish of what Rav Huna said? Was it on the Sefer what Rav Huna said? But what emerges is that there's really two components to this sugya of Ein Mashchis and Es HaSaken. There's Ein Mashchis and Es HaSaken when your purpose is to sharpen it, and there's Ein Mashchis and Es HaSaken when your purpose is just to clean it. Now, sharpening a keli feels like a malacha. Misakin mana. Cleaning a keli, removing the grease, doesn't really feel like such a halacha. So the truth is that it's more understandable why there would be a problem to sharpen a keli if the purpose is lechadada. But if the purpose is simply lehaver shamunisa, so that's obviously something that is, at first glance, like Rashi says, hadocha ba'alma. So if all it is hadocha ba'alma, it's something you have to understand a little bit better what would be the problem. But regardless, the Gemara now is going to go into a little bit of an explanation as to what would be the issue at hand, whether it's okay or not okay to sharpen this knife. And the Gemara now is going to bring us to something that we've seen briefly in the Masechta. It's one of the important shittas in Masechta's Beya. We're doing what we're doing right now, but it's one of the important shittas in Masechta's Beya. It's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that not only is a meleches oichel nefesh mutar anyantif, but machshirei oichel nefesh is also mutar anyantif. So what does that mean? Zok tigabar man tana de mashchez. It's also, who's the tana that holds that you're not allowed to sharpen a knife on yantif? Amar Rav Chiz, the Rav Chiz is like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Rabbi Yehuda. It's the ones that argue with Rabbi Yehuda. The tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, im ben yantif l'shabbos el oichel nefesh l'vat. There's no difference between yantif and Shabbos, with the exception of meleches oichel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda mater af machshiri oichel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah Masechtas Megillah that not only are you allowed to do meleches oichel nefesh, but you're also allowed to do machshiri oichel nefesh. So what's oichel nefesh? Cooking, baking, shechting. What's machshiri yoichel nefesh? Sharpening a knife. So like this, I'll be able to do a shechita. Cutting a tree so that I can make a handle for a knife. So like this, I'll be able to do a shechita. Like Rabbi Eliezer shita and machshiri mila and machshiri carbon pesach. There's a shita that's Rabbi Yehuda in Hilchas Yontif that holds that not only is a meleches yoichel nefesh mutar yontif, but machshiri yoichel nefesh are also mutar yontif. So says the Gemara in machshizin as a sakim biyontif. L'chura, it's a malachas eichel nefesh. Why is it a problem? Oh, must be, it's the like Rabbi Yehuda. Because it's machshire eichel nefesh. And machshire eichel nefesh is not something that's going to be moter. Zok to Gemara. Amalei, Rava, the Rav Chizda. Rava told Rav Chizda, Darshina Mishmech, I've heard in your name, halachak Rabbi Yehuda. That halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei. So Rav Chizda, look at Rava. I mean, it sounds like Rava was telling this to Rav Chizda. B'losh and bitmiya. You paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Yochid v'rabim, halachik v'rabim. So he told him back, Yehi Rava, he said, Ahol Yehi Ratzin, Atfilah, the Cholki, Hani Mili, Mal Yisrael, Tidush and Mishmai. You should always say over such geshmakit things in my name. Why? I stand by that, absolutely. I said it, and I agree. The halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi, the Chevim, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Kim, the Kameh, the Rav, I was once in front of Rav. V'ava kama aver l'sakina, apuma de dikla. And he was taking his knife, and he was sharpening it on the top of a basket. V'amri le. And I told him, tell me, you're doing this because you're sharpening it? Or are you doing it simply to remove a little bit of grease? What was the purpose of the question? If you're doing it to sharpen it, like we saw in the sugya, that's more chomer. So it sounds like now you're getting involved in oichel nefesh. And he said, is that why you're doing it? You're doing it to remove grease. And he told me, lahaver shamnu nisa. He told me, I'm doing it to remove grease. However, but I looked at him, and I was able to tell that he wasn't really telling me the truth. So why didn't he tell me the truth? Because he holds that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you're allowed to do machshir yoichel nefesh. So if that's the case, you're allowed to sharpen a knife on yantiv. However, it's halacha ve'in moirin kain. It's begeder, it's the halacha, but you're not allowed to paskin that way. So sometimes you find this concept in halacha, this is the halacha, but they moirin kain. You don't tell that to people. You're not supposed to make it public. So he held halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to do machshir yoichel nefesh, but they moirin kain. Now why would it be in moirin kain? Like, what's the problem? Why can't you just tell people? Because we're worried about a zilzul of yantif, that people might be mezalzul in yantif, and therefore there was an idea of a minor came. But at the same time, he says, I was able to tell that that's what he held the halacha was. I'm rabbi, a similar story. Havakim the Kamidamara was once standing in front of Rabba, Vavakom, Avasakin, Avsifsadirichai, and he was taking a knife and he was rubbing it on the edge of the millstone, the Amri Lay, and I asked him the same question. You're doing it because you want to sharpen, you're doing it to remove some grease. Amalin, he told him, I'm doing it to remove grease. But the Chazisi, I could tell that that wasn't the truth. The Kasavar, he must have held Halachim Eimarikim, which is interesting because you see, Halachim Eimarikim doesn't just mean in Moirin Kain to the masses. This is Rabbah and Abaya. I mean, these are, you would think that Rabbah could tell Abaya what's really going on. This is from the Chemya Breder of Yosef and Rava. You would think these are Amayram. Zwischen, you know, is between friends. So you would think that in this context it doesn't fall into the category of Halacha Eimarikim. Okay, clearly it does. You let us show a knife to a chacham on yantif, so that the chacham will inspect the knife and tell the butcher whether this is a good chalaf, he can do a shechita with it, or he can't do a shechita. So the Gemara says, Ramari Breder Rabizna Shari. Ramari Breder said, yeah. Rabbanan asked Rabbanan and said, no. Rabbi Yosef came with a middle ground. He said, Talmud Chacham Reilas. What Talmud Chacham should do is he should look and inspect his own knife on Yantif, and then he can lend it out. I mean, the problem is for the Chacham to look at someone else's knife, but to look at his own knife is fine. Look at yours and give it to somebody else. Now, what would be the problem? So Rashi says the reason it's a problem is it's Mechzi Ku'uvda Dechoil, the Avsha Milsa Shetaita Limka Be'itlis. Because usually when do people look at knives? During the week. This is your geschäft, this is what you do, you have a butcher's shop, sometimes you have to run to the Rav with a shayla, you're running to the Rav with a shayla with a knife on yantif, again, you're allowed a shecht on yantif, but inspecting the knife is pushing it a little bit. So, it's true, melechas ha'ichol nefesh, it's a pasik, achas she'yochel ha'ichol nefesh, kol melechas ha'voidah lo yisasu. We know that melechas ha'ichol nefesh is mutter, but at the same time, Chazal had to protect the sanctity of yantif, and therefore there were certain things that they felt are necessary to do. A knife that was under, it doesn't work. It's not sharp anymore. It became dull. Mutter lechad de b'yantif. The halach is, you're allowed to sharpen it on yantif. Ani milihu de paska agavducha. But that's only true if it works a little bit. But if it doesn't work at all, then you're not allowed to sharpen it on yantif. The reason is because then it's already going to fall into a mesakin mana problem. Or actually, Rashi says, then it's a tirchi yaseira. And because it's a tirchi yaseira, it's at that point it's not going to be okay. Now, Rabbi Yosef says that you're allowed to be mechadid a knife on yantif. Obviously, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that machshir eichel nefesh is mutter, and therefore it's okay. Aren't I the Mishnah said, ey mashchizen? The Mishnah is the like Rabbi Yehuda. He obviously holds like Rabbi Yehuda. But at the same time, no tirchi yaseira. Once it involves a tirchi yaseira, that's not going to be okay. Dorish Rav Chizda v'tem Rav Yosef. Echad sakin shenifkema. If you have a knife that was nifkema, it nicked. The echad shfut shenirtzam. Or if you have a spit that was used to roast food, and the tip of the spit fell off. The echad grifas tanav ikirayim beyantiv. Or if you have a situation where things fell into a tanav and a kirayim, and you have to shovel it out on yantiv. So the question, are you allowed to do these things on yantiv? And not banu la machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda v'rabbanan. It's telling the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda v'rabbanan. Tanya, ein ben yantiv, l'shabbos, alo yichal nevesh, b'vat. Rida mater, ak machshir yichal nevesh. So if yom machshir yichal nevesh is mutter on yantiv, you'd be allowed to do all these things. If yom machshir yichal nevesh is not mutter, then you wouldn't be able to do these things. Okti gemara, mayan, time of the tanakam. So we have this major machloikis, a machloikis that really deserves more time, more yishavadas, and maybe even a raid bite or two. But we have a machloikis whether machshire yoichel nefesh is doiche yantif or it's not doiche yantif. So Gemara says, what's the basis? What's the makar? What are the sources to this machloikis? So the Gemara says, the Tanakhama that holds that only yoichel nefesh but not machshire yoichel nefesh is a makra hu levado yeyasa lechem. What's the makar that yoichel nefesh you're allowed to do on yantif? Achashe yeyochel lechol nefesh hu levado yeyasa lechem. So it says, who? What's that word who all about? Hu v'lo machshirev. You're allowed to do melechas eichel nefesh, but not machshir eichel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda, on makro, it says lochem. And the word lochem means lochem lechol tzarchechem. No, any your needs, even machshir eichel nefesh. Tanakama ksiv lochem. What does Tanakama do with lochem? So we know already. Amalach. Tanakama is going to tell you, ahu lochem, v'loy lenachrim. We had lochem, v'loy leklovim. There are things we'll remind from lochem. Just because something is melechas eichel nefesh doesn't necessarily mean that you're allowed to do it on yantav. Idach nami oksiv hu. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with the word hu? Amalach ksiv hu, v'ksiv lochem. It's true. It says hu and it says lochem. Hu is exclusive. It's memait, maybe machshir eichel nefesh. Lochem is marba. It's inclusive. So,
How do you reconcile? But like Kasha, can't machshir shef shalos leis merav yontif. Can't be machshirim shef shalos leis merav yontif. If you have machshir eichel nefesh that you could have done erev yontif, so then you're not allowed to do it on yontif. If it was machshir eichel nefesh that you couldn't have done erev yontif, then the halacha is you're allowed to do it on yontif. Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmur. Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmur. Shvud shenirtzaf. If you have a shvud and it was bent, also l'sakne biyontif, the halacha is you're not allowed to fix it on yontif. So the Gemara says pshita. It's poshit that you shouldn't be able to do it. And the reason it's poshit is because even if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Machshir Eichel Nefesh as Mutter, but it would seem to be a Tirchi Yaseira, and we're saying that even Rabbi Yehuda is not, doesn't allow you to do a Tirchi Yaseira. So the Gemara says, it's talking about where you can do it with your hand. You don't necessarily need a whole keli, a whole matziv to do it. So it's not so hard. You would have thought it's mutter. That's the chiddush. It's still going to be yosef. Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmu. Shvud shetzalu loy baser. If you have a spit, you use it to roast meat. Asal talta biyantav. Once you finish roasting the meat, it becomes mukta. At that point, it's no one's going to use it. It's mukta machmas mios. And that's why you're not allowed to touch it. Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Amar Rav Malkiyoi. Rav Ada Bar Ahava said in the name of Rav Malkiyoi, shoim to menich bekeren zavos. No, it's not true. You're allowed to be metalta. Now, you can't be metalta in the regular way, but what you should do is do a tilta menatzad. Rashi says, get rid of, drop it from your hand quickly, kick it to the side, and if you do it quickly with your hand, that's going to be okay. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi said the name of Rav Huna, Vushi Eshol Gezayas Basar. The only time this is mutter is if there's a Gezayas Basar. If there's a little bit of meat on it, then it's good, but if there's no meat left, then at that point, you shouldn't do it. Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna said, Afal Pishayin Ala Basar, even if there's no meat, mutter l'taltaloi, the halach is you're allowed to be metaltalit. Mita dehavi akoitz b'shusar rabim. Just like if there's a thorn in a reshusar rabim, the halach is you're allowed to be metaltalit. Do a tiltum and atzad. So this spit, even if it doesn't have any meat on it, but if all you're doing is a tiltum and atzad, it's going to be okay. So the Gemara just mentioned something that Rav Ada Bar Ahava said in the name of Rav Malkiyoi. There were two Amayroim who had similar names, Rav Malkiyoi and Rav Malkiya. And the Gemara, wherever it mentions Rav Malkiyoi or Rav Malkiya, mentions what it's about to say right now. Says the Gemara, Om Rav Chinen Abreda Rav Iko, Shfud Shvachos V'Gumais Rav Malkiya. There were halachos, Nogeya, a Shvud, a Shifcha, and a Guma. They're associated with Rav Malkiyoi. Bluris, Efer Mikla, Ugvina, those halachos are Rav Malkiya. So it seems people used to mix up which halachas were a Malkiya, which halachas were a Malkiya. So Rav Chinen Breda Raviga was coming to address that, and he said the halach of Shvud Shvach is Gumay, says Rav Malkiyoi. The halach is a Blur, is Efer Miklan Gvina, those are Rav Malkiya. Rav Papa, Rav Papa had a different way of stating it. Masnisin u Masnisa Rav Malkiya, all the halachas that are Negeya, Mishnah and Braisa, was said by Rav Malkiya. Shmaitza, the halachas that have nothing to do with Mishnah and Braisa, they're just an Amirot statement, are Rav Malkiya. And a good way to remember it is Masnisa Malkasa. Malkiya sounds like the queen. So Rav Malkiya is the Masnisa and the Masnisa, and that's because the Mishnah and the Braisa are king and queen. Can't argue with a Mishnah, you can't argue with a Braisa. As opposed to Rav Malkiya, that's not a Lashon of queen. Those are going to be the halachas that are Shmaitza halachas that the Amiran said. So we have two ways of remembering which halachas were Malkiya and which halachas were Rav Malkiya. Rav Chinen Breda Ravika, he said, Shvud Shvach is Gumayis Rav Malkiya, Blurus Efer Mikla and Gvina Rav Malkiya. Rav Papa said, depends if it's a Mishnah and a Brayis on the one hand, or it's a Shmaita on the other. The Gemara says, my Benai, is there a Nafkemina? Meaning, is there a Nafkemina, which is Rav Malkiya, which is Rav Malkiya, based on these two formulations? The Gemara says, yeah, Ikim Beinayu Shvachis, there's going to be a Nafkemina Shvachis. And the reason is because the halacha of Shvachis, whatever that halacha is, Ayin Rashi, Mishnah Masechtes Ksubis, that's a Mishnah. So based on Rav Papa, where Masnisen Umasnisa Rav Malkiya, Rav Malkiya would have said it. But if you look at what Rav Chinen Abreda Rav Ika said, he said, Shvud Shvachos Vigumais was Rav Malkiya, which means there actually is an afgemina between the Amayraim, which three halachas were a Malkiya, and which halachas were a Malkiya.